Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Starting off with some notes here on the local front. Well-known track representative in the state of Iowa, Mike Jay, and his Track Guy Foundation announced some recent scholarship winners as they reviewed 47 applications from high school seniors around the state that are involved in cross country and or track and field. Seven different winners across the state were awarded a $500 Track Guy Foundation scholarship, and two of those come from the area, as Abby Alberti of Harlan Community School District was a recipient, along with Kate Crawford of ACGC, both picking up those $500 Track Guy Foundation scholarships. Also in news on the state, of course, announcements made earlier this week that the go-ahead from the governor to start a summer sports season for both high school baseball and softball, those details being worked out by the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union, but their boards did a vote to approve a schedule and also a time frame for when those activities would take place, and then setting up some guidelines that will be followed. More details and some frequently asked questions are going to be answered coming up early next week by those organizations. But it also comes down to local decisions as well, and we've already seen some changes in thought around the state, and that includes with the Belmont-Clemmie School District. They will have no baseball or softball this year. Zarin Egestel reports on that situation.
Just one day after Governor Reynolds and the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Iowa High School Girls Athletic Union all gave their stamp of approval for baseball and softball to start practice on June 1st and games on June 15th, the Belmont-Clemmie School Board is saying no.
All those in favor of suspending summer sports for this season signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed to that motion signify with the same sign. I hear no signs. It actually didn't just pass. It passed unanimously.
That was the unanimous vote last night. School board member Gary Berkland.
I love baseball. I love softball. I love most sports. They've got to defer to the professionals. The professionals tell me this is not a good move, and I'm not in favor of it.
Former Belmont-Clemmie star athlete and current Grandview baseball player Easton Barris commented and said, quote, no summer sports. Wow. Feel terrible for these kids, end quote. For Radio Iowa, I'm Zarin Egestel.
Belmont-Clemmie school board member Gary Berkland, who you just heard from, hinted that the board may be forced to take action on fall sports down the road.
I think that it's realistic for us to realize that at least for the rest of this year and part of next year, life will be so much different than we ever imagined. And I understand that we may not have a football season. We may not have a lot of the fall sports. We may not have a lot of the activities, and schools may be changed for maybe forever.
And, of course, those decisions being made, as mentioned, they're on the local level as well around the state. We'll see how those further guidance and decisions are handed down from the Athletic Association and Athletic Union early here this next week. Also, in other sporting news here this morning, on the national scene, Jerry Sloan was a tenacious shooting guard before becoming one of the winningest coaches in NBA history. The Utah Jazz say Sloan died Friday at 78 following complications related to Parkinson's disease and Lewy body dementia. Sloan was an all-star for the Chicago Bulls in 1967 and 69. An outstanding rebounder at 6'5", he averaged 14 points and 7 boards in an 11-year career spent almost exclusively with the Bulls. But it was his coaching ability that put him in the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2009. Sloan coached the Jazz for 23 seasons, guiding them to the NBA Finals in 1997 and 98 before losing to Chicago each time. He currently ranks fourth on the NBA all-time list with 1,221 victories. The New York Jets are giving Joe Flacco a chance to continue his NFL career. Flacco signed a one-year deal to serve as Sam Darnold's backup, giving the Jets a veteran presence under center. Flacco led Baltimore to a Super Bowl win back in the following the 2012 season and spent 11 years with the Ravens before playing for Denver last year. He started 8 games for the Broncos, completing 65% of his passes for 1,822 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions before a neck injury caused him to miss the last 2 months of the season. Flacco has completed 62% of his passes for 40,067 yards, yards, 218 touchdowns, and 141 interceptions. He was waived by Denver in March with a failed physical designation, but is expected to be fully recovered in time for training camp in the summer. The Seahawks have signed running back Carlos Hyde to a one-year package. Hyde is coming off his best NFL season, rushing for 1,070 yards and six touchdowns for the Texans. The six-year veteran has had three seasons of at least 900 yards rushing, and that signing signals that talks may have ended between the Seahawks and also another free agent running back in Devonta Freeman. Packers defensive lineman Montrevious Adams was arrested in Georgia this week and charged with marijuana and driving offenses. He was stopped on Tuesday on suspicion of driving while suspended with a suspended registration and no insurance, according to a Houston County Sheriff's Office report. It was not immediately clear why police had such suspicions. The NHL Players Association Executive Committee authorized moving forward in talks with the league on returning to play from the virus pandemic, approving 24 teams making the playoffs with other aspects still to be negotiated. The NHLPA did not provide a breakdown of the vote of its 31 player representatives in making the announcement Friday night, a day after the proposal was presented to the union's executive board. In giving the format the green light, the NHLPA stressed several details still need to be negotiated before games can begin. Under the plan proposed by the NHL and NHLPA Return to Play Committee, the top four teams in each conference would play each other in a mini-tournament for seeding. The remaining 16 teams face off in a best-of-five series play-in round that's to set the final 16 to compete for the Stanley Cup. The proposal will now go to the NHL Board of Governors, which is expected to approve the plan in the next few days. Once approved, the proposal effectively ends the season of the league's bottom seven teams. It's still unresolved, include potential game locations, when players can return to their respective teams, and what non-playoff teams will be allowed to do during what could potentially become a 10-month break between games. While NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly said the league has a plan in place, he stopped short of providing details by saying it would be premature to do so at this time. Georgetown basketball coach Patrick Ewing has tested positive for COVID-19 and is being treated at a hospital. A Hall of Fame player and former Knicks center says the virus is serious and should not be taken lightly, adding that he wanted to encourage everyone to stay safe and take care of themselves and their loved ones. Ewing also thanked healthcare workers and everyone on the front lines. The school said the 57-year-old Ewing is the only member of its men's program who had contracted the virus. Also in other pandemic-related news, the Southeastern Conference is allowing voluntary athletic activities to occur on each of its campuses starting June 8th at the discretion of each university. SEC officials noted the workouts would take place under strict supervision of designated university personnel and safety guidelines developed by each institution. The SEC had suspended all athletic activities through May 31st due to the pandemic. College football national champion LSU announced it will resume voluntary workouts for players on June 8th in accordance with that decision. The Arizona Diamondbacks have started individual workouts as baseball begins a measured return to play from the pandemic. A small number of players worked out at Chase Field in downtown Phoenix and Salt River Fields, their spring training facility about 20 miles away in Scottsdale. The players were separated as much as possible to follow league-mandated guidelines, and the workouts were cleared by Major League Baseball. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he thinks college football will return on schedule with some level of fans in the stands. Abbott has already issued new rules to allow youth sports leagues to resume in June and for some professional leagues to hold events without spectators, but the state rules have so far not touched college sports. The Big Sky Conference will reduce conference schedules in men's and women's basketball from 20 to 16 games. The decision by the conference's president's council will be a one-year adjustment to help members cut expenses during the pandemic and have more flexibility in non-conference scheduling. Alabama Huntsville is dropping men's hockey and men's and women's tennis as part of budget cuts in response to the pandemic. Men's hockey had been the lone Division I sport for Alabama Huntsville. A group of Power 5 baseball coaches led by Michigan's Eric Bakich is proposing a later start to the 2022 regular season. Under the proposal, there would be 9 weeks of preseason practice instead of five. The regular season would run from the third week of March to the third week of June, and the College World Series would wrap up the last week of July. They believe that there would be more revenue if that scenario would be followed. The Pittsburgh Steelers are holding back a portion of their ticket inventory for the 2020 season to be ready in case social distancing measures are required in stadiums this fall. Individual single-game tickets went on sale Friday. Team spokesman Bert Lauten says the club withheld 50% of the allotment and as a proactive measure should the NFL use social distancing guidelines. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Was brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.